is a Wednesday here on Joe and Mackenzie. So glad you're hanging out with us. And you can join in this conversation. Like to know what you kind of have as your own personal policy when it comes to the leftovers. 833-563-2539. I don't know if you guys did any research. I just saw this and said, bleh.
What's the scoop?
3% of people are still eating their Thanksgiving leftovers. According to this new survey out there, 10% of people under 24, I guess, will keep on eating them more than a week after Thanksgiving. And I am the king of doggy bags to go. I do leftovers. A lot of things, like, don't gross me out. I'll cut around stuff. But I actually ran into this issue last night with my wife. We had some mac and cheese. We had some green bean casserole. We were out of turkey. But we had that, and I think like a cornbread pudding or something, okay. Something like that. All delicious stuff, but I was like, oh, I really want it, but I just don't think it's safe anymore. So I had her toss it out. We threw it away last night.
I'm proud of you.
My biggest thing is, as much as I want to eat something, I don't want to get sick. So I didn't want to risk it.
Ew.
But I did eat something, and this is where I feel fine. It was really good. I felt bad. I love pecan pie. Okay. I didn't have a slice of it until yesterday.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah, like that she made. I didn't have any of it from Thanksgiving. I don't know, just like I was so full and I've been so busy that I didn't eat the pie, but I had like 3 slices yesterday and it tasted fine.
Oh, I say, okay, so here's the deal. I hate leftovers. I'm just not a leftover girl. I'll toss it. I just like, it's just not appealing to me. But they say once leftovers are put away in the fridge, you literally just have like a day or two
or else they become
a safety risk.
Even in that cool, like cold environment?
And people say like 4 days tops for your Thanksgiving leftovers, especially the turkey.
Yeah, I've heard that like the turkey is the one thing that you do not want to leave for that long. You don't want to linger and you don't want to like risk it with. I feel like though, pumpkin pie, like I feel like
that, like a bakery sweet, like sugary thing?
Yeah, like I feel like if you keep it like refrigerated, like that should be good for a week, right?
Well, they say 3 to 4 days tops on everything.
Oh, yeah, I was
unless you're going to freeze it.
I get the idea of flavor, but are we talking like health?
Yeah, I was going to say 3 days. That's when like bacteria can start to grow on cooked meat and dairy is after 3 days.
Yeah, so jeez, 3 to 4 days is a good rule of thumb.
So yesterday I was over my boyfriend's house and I think every single one of his roommates were still eating their Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, no.
Man, my mom is like Kiki because she made a feast and we didn't have that many people at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So she will not let you leave without a huge bag, goodie bag
Take
of
something.
Like leftovers. And I had them in my fridge and I looked at them and I was just like, this was like on Monday. I was like, bleh, and I just tossed everything. Not that it wasn't all delicious.
You got a food bank right here called pork chop. This guy needs food so bad.
I am the king of leftovers.
I love
them.
Really?
And I think I love them because I don't feel bad asking for them because most people don't.
You know what you should never do leftovers? Sushi.
Oh.
That's so dangerous. I just want to throw that out there.
That is disgusting.
So
what about this though, pork chop? I want to know. Like you say you have no problem asking like for leftovers.
Right.
You know, you guys can judge me if you want, but have you ever been out somewhere and let's say live, for example, I don't know if you eat a lot or not, but let's say you order something really big
and
you didn't finish it. You had like over half a plate left. Like, would you take her sweet and sour chicken?
No. I'm talking about like leftovers from like, you know, a community dinner where you're scooping it out of a pan, not where it's already on your plate. I don't want those leftovers.
Like where someone's touched their mouth and put their utensil back in their mouth and utensil back. No.
I still want it in the pan.
In the pan, honey.
I went one time. There's a Chinese restaurant by a radio station I used to work at. We'd go there every Tuesday. The sushi was half off too. I don't know what that means, but we'd go there and my buddy Nick, he's like this beanpole. He's like 16. Too, and the guy always like left like over a half a plate of a Chinese food. I'm like, bro, you're leaving all the good stuff there. So they're like, plate. He's like, no, I'm like, two bags. So I took his there.
Oh, good.
See, like, I will take my boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend has leftovers in the fridge. I'll eat that. I don't know why. I just don't get grossed out by that.
If I'm at like a restaurant or Lulu, like say she gets a big like club cheeseburger or something,
yeah,
and then she eats half of it, like I will maybe the next night, like, well, I'll fix it.
But yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really like immediate or else it's done.
Well, hey, if Lulu
everything.
Doesn't want it or you don't want it, bring it in the next morning. Just keep it cold.
I will. I definitely will.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Well, speaking of losing weight, if you want to do that, there's actually a gum out there that might help you lose weight and some amazing audio and video we'll put up online at joemackenzie.com of a guy saving a dude's life about to end it all. Wait till you hear this audio. It's going to make you cry. I'm giving you a mascara alert, okay?
Oh, no, I'm going to go get tissues now.
Yep, Joe's Need to Know News is coming up after Lewis Capaldi. Then after we do all that, we'll get into Song of the Day.